Larissa, thanks for being here with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We have the annual Knoxville Chamber of Commerce banquet coming up this Saturday at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and we'll start things off there. Talk a little bit about the banquet, the celebration that it's going to be, what the program will be, and of course the Impact Award nominees as well. Just go ahead and tell us all about this Saturday.
Yeah, we are really, really excited that the banquet is this Saturday. We're just excited to have the banquet because, as you said, it's a celebration of everything that has happened the past year. And a lot has happened at the Chamber the past year. So those are the things that we want to celebrate. We want to celebrate the new partnerships we formed, the members that we have, the new memberships we have. We want to celebrate the board members who have served and welcome the new board members coming on. So it will be a nice meal. We'll have a nice program. It's called A Night of Nostalgia. And we have a panel of people coming in, and they're going to have an interactive program and presentation about the history of Knoxville, why the history of Knoxville is important, what it means, and kind of who comes out and has affected and impacted the world.
I'm from Knoxville.
There's also the award nominees, just kind of a nice recognition. The way that the chamber does it, too, with releasing the names, it recognizes all of those people as well.
That's right. Last year, we did the Impact Award nominations a little different. We didn't let people know who the nominees were, and we just announced the award winner early on. And this year, we had a different train of thought for that. We wanted to honor all of the nominees because all of the nominees did impact Knoxville in some way, shape, or form, and that needs to be recognized. So we will recognize them Saturday night at the banquet as well, and then we will announce the award winner that night as well. So for the Business Impact of the Year Award, the nominees are Hubes Garage, Knoxville Farmers Market, Weiler, the Almost Free Shop run by the First United Methodist Women, HCI Care Services, Pearson Brothers Construction, and of course 3M. The Educator Impact of the Year Award nominees are Katie Davis, Carla Ramirez, Randy Wilson, Frank and Felix Mathias from Art 101, Mike Montgomery, and Dr. Bob Leonard. Your very own Dr. Bob Leonard. The Agricultural Impact of the Year Award nominees are Brent Hanna, Crooked Gap Farms, and Jim Jones. The Volunteer Impact of the Year Award nominees are David Thomas, Chuck Galizzi, the American Legion, VFW Honor Guard, Color Guard, Dylan Morse, Pat Schrott, and Lad Montegna. The Matthew C. Job Pride in Knoxville Award nominees are the Knoxville Board of Education, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Joel Johnson, Dylan Morse, and the Knoxville Streetscape Committee. So all had very nice nominees, and a committee got together and selected the award winners early last week, and so we have those in a secret ballot. It will be announced on Saturday.
All right, and so tickets, are they still available for that?
Tickets are available through Friday at 5, and they are $25, and we want to just stress that this is for members and non-members. So if you want to know what's going on in the Chamber of Commerce, you want to have a great night of networking, good food, and a great program, great night of entertainment, we encourage you to come. We are good hosts.
And so there'll be a program, you said, and dinner, and will you give a little update about what's going on too?
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. We will, again, just update upon the past year and then update on what we're looking at for this year and in the future. And I've talked quite a bit about how the board will be getting together and looking at strategic planning for the chamber. That's very important, and we'll be doing that shortly. So we'll have that update as well.
All right, so that social hour starts at 5, dinner at 6, and the program at 7. We look forward to that on Saturday. Another exciting thing that happened this past week at the city council meeting, you showed the city council the new brochures that you had, first public release of them. And it's not really a brochure as much as it is a
placard. Yeah. Is it a placard? Yeah, it'd be a placard. Basically, it's a front and back piece of cardstock, but it's really cool. It's not just a piece of cardstock. It's a destination placard for Knoxville. So on the front, we have all of these really scenic pictures of Knoxville, things that have happened the past year, things that would draw attention and just make people really want to look at it. So of course, we've got the races, we've got, you know, the Lake Red Rock, and we've got Peachtree Brewing Company, and we've got a big picture from RVTV as well. And just a shot of the park. So we wanted to really look at that Knoxville is a destination, and Knoxville draws people from all over, and these are the things that do that. Again, Sprint Car Capital of the World, that's who we are. Lake Red Rock, we are in close proximity to a recreational destination. Peachtree Brewing Company, there are people who come from all over for this award-winning craft beer. The Farm Crawl, agritourism is huge internationally. We have it in our own backyard, and it's done very well. I also put on there the Kenlock Stadium, and the reason I did that is because of the historical architecture during the Works Progress Administration of that. You know, people come to play football there, and they remember that because of the stadium. But that just, I think, gives a little testament to the history we have in Knoxville, and we do want to draw upon that.
And these are going to be out now where?
They're going to be everywhere. I'm not kidding. They're going to be everywhere. So if you hear this and you want some brochures in your facility store, wherever. Give us a call here at the chamber office and we will get them to you.
Final thing today I wanted to mention, of course, is the RAGBRAI. We talked a little bit about the RAGBRAI announcement at the RAGBRAI announcement party. Now it's kind of getting into that planning stage. I mean, I know you're planning for the banquet this Saturday, and then, but I imagine after the Saturday, it's really going to be full force ahead with RAGBRAI.
It is. You know, it's a big event, and we're excited to partner with the community, partner with City Hall on this, and it is. It's going to take everyone to pull this off. The good thing, though, is the party is coming to us. We just have to organize it well, and we will. So it is. You know, it's going to be hard work, and it's going to be a lot of work, but everyone has a part in this, and we want to be as hospitable as we are during nationals.
So I imagine that as you guys start to get all the committees organized between City Hall and the Chamber and everyone else, more information will be disseminated about what's needed and how the community can help.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we will let people know as soon as we know. And right now, we still don't know those things as we haven't had our first meeting with the RAGBRAI organizers and officials. But you can guarantee that any event on any scale, whether it's Living Windows Lighted Parade, whether it's RVTV, communication is key, and communication is going to have to be key. And this as well as partnership.